the Sport and Community Day at Sandyland Sports Centre in Skipton. And Alex Cann is down there for Rumbold's Radio. Hello, Alex.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Here at the Sandyland Sports Centre in Skipton with Dale, the centre manager. How are you?
Brilliant, thanks. And we're just hoping that the weather stays dry for us on this bank holiday weekend.
Well, the forecast is good for the rest of today, so no reason not to wander down. And there's loads going on at the Sports and Community Day. So do you want to take me through a few bits and bobs that are going on?
Yeah, absolutely. So fun-filled day today. We've got plenty of sport taster sessions going on and community groups. So there's things like badminton, Craven Community Boxing, Craven Gymnastics. We've got some squash and racquetball. We've got Quest Karate. We've got Skipton. Rugby club, it's the Ladies Roses, yeah, and then the community groups, got plenty of them, Skipton Rotary, Samaritans, Skipton Step Into Action, and obviously also just to keep us all in check, we've got the police down as well.
And you're only a short walk from town, so you know anyone who lives in and around Skipton, you know, you're quite easy to get to on foot.
Absolutely, yeah. So you know, just located up from the train station, maybe 10-minute stroll down from the centre of town. Yeah, get yourselves down and get some sport test sessions in and see what some community groups are here to do for the community.
And was all of this day your idea? Was this your brainchild?
No, I can't take all the credit for that. It's been a joint effort from us, Skipton Town Council, Skipton Bid, Brian McDade in particular, local councillor who's on the Sports Centre Committee. Yeah, it's just been a joint effort from everyone, and hopefully everyone will have a good time.
And you don't look old enough, but you were saying you've been here over a decade and a half.
Well, that's very kind of you. Yeah, I've been here 16 years now. I'm a Skipton lad, and I came just fresh straight out of university at 21, so and I've loved it that much, I've not left.
And of course, you know, spring's sprung now, Olympics are coming up. It's a good time to get fit and active and try and shed a bit of winter weight, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. And this is what it's about. It's about just reminding people, you know, you keep yourself healthy and active in what's going on, and not always people are aware of what goes on in the community and the different tastes of sports that we have down here. You know, and yeah, just get yourself out and give it a go, because until you give it a go, you don't know if you like it or not.
Here we are at the Sandyland Sports Centre in Skipton. We're in the small hall with Frank from Quest Karate. How are you doing?
Good, thank you.
How's it going so far today?
Good. We've got a few people interested, so it's been good.
Now, if you're a little bit out of condition like me, you know, if you're not done much, is karate quite accessible for anyone if you're not in super fitness, or do you have to be quite fit to do it?
No, not at all. You can, your fitness levels can be whatever. It's a good way of being fit. People do it for different reasons. So people do it obviously for weight control. Some people do it for self-defense. Some people do it for competitions. So it's accessible to everybody.
I'd imagine it's good for your mental health and a good all-round workout as well.
Yeah, totally. We have quite a few people that come down that just want to de-stress after a long day at work. It's a nice, friendly club, so everyone's felt welcome when they come here.
It's a good facility here at Sandylands, isn't it? You know, if you've not been in, you don't realise how much there is inside the building.
Sandylands is brilliant. With all the sports that they do here, you've got plenty of options. Hopefully you'll choose karate, but Sandylands is an absolutely brilliant place to bring your children to do sports.
And I suppose it's an all-age sport, isn't it, karate, you know?
Yeah, we have kids as young as four in our little dragons class, and then we have people 50-plus that do it. So, and it's a good mix where parents and kids can train together, so they've got an interest together, so that's good, yeah.
And if people can't make it down here today, can you find yourselves online, on social media?
Yeah, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and we've got our own website, you know, questkarateclub.com. We're easily found.
And I managed to get almost to the end without mentioning The Karate Kid. I mean, how much in that film is accurate?
Not very.
Because, like, you know, if you're a child of the 80s like me, that was my first ever time of hearing about it. But I suppose, like anything in Hollywood, there are maybe a few liberties taken with it.
Yeah, just a few. But people are surprised at actually what karate entails. It's not what they see on the TV. And it's better.
And it's not really about aggression, it's about self-defense.
Totally. It's about control. It's about being disciplined, and it teaches you the respect. So good life skills and everything, but also, like you said, respecting others, but being able to look after yourself if need be.
We've ventured outside. It's Rumbold's Radio here at Sandyland Sports Centre in Skipton. And because I'm rubbish at names, you'll have to give me your names again.
Nathan Burton. Mark Shaw.
And you're from Craven Community Boxing Club. Tell me a little bit more about how it's all going for today.
So we offer boxing to from 5-year-olds all the way up to 21-year-olds. We do Monday, Wednesday and Friday sessions. And we're currently based at Craven Arts House in Skipton. We've just secured our own premises, which we're moving to in July. We actually get the keys 1st of June, and then it'll be like a big community project, sort of kitting it out to open doors in July, hopefully. So,
well, that's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, very exciting.
So
yeah.
Who gets to sort of decide like the decor, the colour scheme and all that?
I'll leave that with Mark. My colour scheme's a bit tenuous.
We'll see. We've got a few ideas. So.
But in terms of getting kids involved, I suppose there's a lot of benefits both for their mental and physical health.
Yeah, that's it. So sort of the grounds where it's come from, kind of like mental health. And yeah, just sort of helping the community from earliest possible stage, really, with the kids. Sort of giving them motivation into exercise and the discipline behind it.
And I suppose days like this, you know, you forget how much is on our doorstep. There's so many clubs and things you can get involved in.
Yeah, there's loads about, isn't there? You sort of forget what's about, don't you, really? And that's what it's about today, getting the kids involved. And yeah, it's really good turnout, yeah.
And we all probably spend too much time on our phones, on our sofas, yeah. So, you know, stuff like what you're doing is great, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Just, you know, like you say, getting them off the phones and off the computers, introducing them to sport and boxing. It's such a complex, disciplined sport. It's doing wonders for so many people, so... Yeah, it's a pleasure to be training it, you know, to these kids.
I'm here with Peter Wilkinson from Craven Badminton Club here at Sandylands. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Yes, great. Good to see you.
Now, I think you too. I don't think I've played badminton since the early 90s when I was at school, but is it something that a beginner can get into quite quickly?
Very much, yes. Juniors tend to start at either 6 or 7 years old when they've got their eye-hand coordination, and it really goes right up to, well, nearly as old as me.
So that's the key, is it? Hand-eye coordination?
It is for the juniors, but very much so, yes. But yeah, and anybody can play at any level. It's a really, really good aerobic type of sport as well.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah, pretty good workout as well, isn't it?
It is very good. It's one of the, fastest racket sport is badminton, so yeah.
And have you got some people already coming down who've never played it before, giving it a go?
We have, yes. We've got three on court now, that two juniors and looks like a mum. And I can see they've not played before, but they're doing all right. Yes, a little bit of coaching makes all the difference.
And if people can't make it down this afternoon, you know, where do you sort of meet regularly?
Okay, our juniors throughout the season, which is September to April, we're here on a Friday at 6:45 for an hour for a junior club. Yeah. But that's now finished because the close of the season has come. But our seniors are here every Wednesday for 2 hours at 7:45. Mm-hmm. And we play in a number of leagues with about five teams, senior teams, and our juniors playing tournaments. Quite thriving.
Well, I've had a protein flapjack, feeling like I need to burn off some energy, so maybe I'll pop back later and have a go.
I think you should do stay now. Sooner the better.
Thanks for having the chat with us, Peter.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
It is Rumbles Radio. We are here at Sandyland Sports Centre with Karen from Craven Gymnastics Club. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming to see us.
No problem. It's a good day here, and you were saying your club's been established for quite a while, so you're literally seeing the next generation of families. You know, you're sort of seeing the sons and daughters of people who came to you years ago.
We are, absolutely, yeah. We've been on the go for 50 years now, so yeah, it's lovely to see the generations coming through.
And I guess in an era of smartphones and screens, you know, this is great. So it gets kids off the devices and moving about.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a really good sport. It's a core strength sport, so it'll go into any sports. It's a good starter.
So for a complete beginner like me, who's not done any gymnastics since school, you know, what should I be doing first to work on my core strength?
These things that we do here are our first certificates. So we've got balancing, we've got shapes, front supports, back supports for basic core strength, rolling, because rolling comes into gymnastics from rolling forwards, rolling backwards, rolling in the air, rolling backwards in the air.
And I guess your body's like a car. If you don't look after it, you know, warning lights come on. So it's all about keeping your body in tip-top shape, isn't it?
Unfortunately, yes. Yes. As I'm quite old now.
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. And do you meet, if people can't come down today, you know, how do people get in touch with you more generally?
Well, we've never advertised. We've been on the go all this time and we do have a waiting list. The waiting list isn't too bad at the minute, but if you go onto Facebook, you can find us there and you can get in touch with us there. We've got an email and we've got a telephone number, but we all do this voluntarily and we've got full-time jobs. So yeah. The best way really is to text us if you're going to do it by the telephone.
Today's good, isn't it? Showcase the range of sports, and also Sandylands is a good facility for the town to have, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we're hoping that we might have more time to develop the club at Sandylands if there's more space available. Mm. Because we're full, yeah. We can't go anywhere else now, we can't get any extra classes on. Mm. We're up at Ayrville at the minute, renting the sports hall up there. There's no more space available up there. There's no more space available here, so we can't get any extra classes on at the moment, and it's quite frustrating when people want to do the sport and they can't get in and do it.
But watch this space, there might be more space soon.
Hopefully there will be, yeah, in Skipton. Hope so. I mean, there are other gym clubs, but I think they might be on waiting lists as well now. But yeah, there's some good gymnastic clubs around this area.
It is Rumbles Radio here at Sandyland Sports Centre, where the sun is now out. It must be the influence of Sergeant Paul Evans.
Oh, hello there. Thank you very much. I'm not sure about that, but yes, the sun is always welcome.
Do you know, I've not seen you in quite a few years, but you've not aged a day.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Yes, I've been in Craven now 23 years. People often ask, am I going anywhere else? I said, why would I? I love it.
I'm sure you might have been at the last event I was at here where I got arrested.
About 2014, yes. I think we were involved in that one. Yeah.
Gosh, that's scary. 10 years ago. So, I mean, events like this, really good to get out to the community, aren't they? And sort of, you know, chat to people about what you do, really.
It's a really good opportunity for people to come and say hello and speak to local team. And the Craven Neighbourhood Policing team, it's about engagement. It's about crime prevention, early intervention. And working in partnerships with all the agencies here today just to make sure that Craven's safe. That's our aim.
And I went to get my Sunday papers earlier, saw a PCSO walking around. So are you sort of recruiting at the moment for those?
Unfortunately, not at the moment. There's a bit of a stay on for PCSOs. I believe PCs are recruiting every so often. Yeah, always on the lookout for people that want to come and join the team. Absolutely. If anybody wants any more information on recruitment, if they just go to the force website, all the information's on there.
And I guess with your job, no 2 days are the same. You don't know what's going to be happening from day to day, do you?
The beauty of policing, 28 years in the job and I'm learning every day. Yeah, there's always something new. You have not seen everything just yet.
And, you know, it's no such thing really as a quiet part of the world, because I suppose Skipton maybe has that image as being a little bit sleepy, but there's always a lot going on, isn't there?
We've unfortunately just had a series of burglaries, and I think it's because people are a little bit complacent. It is a lovely place. We are one of the safest places in the country. I keep telling people that, and it's true. But we do, yeah, we still have criminality, and we just encourage people to lock doors and keep an eye out and let us know if they see something suspicious. And that's what, you know, the message is really, is just we're here to keep people safe, and just asking the public to do their bit, which is all we can do really, isn't it? And it would be a remiss of me not to say, if they want to get more information about what we do, to join on the community messaging that we're pushing as a force. All the information's on our websites, where we tell everybody what we're up to, witness appeals, updates on information and the latest scams, you name it, we're on there on community messaging.
And I guess if we all share this information, we can all keep each other safe.
Communication's key, absolutely. Yeah, as always, just keep talking to each other. Craven's a lovely place to live, and events like this just shows the strength of community. I love it, it's brilliant.
And have you had lots of people getting in your vehicle for a selfie?
It's amazing how many parents want us to take their children in the back of the police van and look after them for half an hour. But yes, we've had lots of kids enjoying the fun and just having a good time. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Just, you know, showing that we're not here to be frightened of. We're here to look after them. So it's always a good message, is that.
Well, based on recent history, I'll see you again in 2034.
Oh, maybe not.
maybe not, yeah.
2034, no, I might be doing something completely different. But yeah, I'm sure that we will be in Skipton still, because it's a lovely place. And good to see you again.
here with Katie from Exclusively Inclusive. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. And the sun is shining, and it always shines on the righteous, of course.
You have brought the sunshine with you. Now, tell me what you're here to demonstrate today and a bit about your organisation.
Okay, well, Exclusively Inclusive is a voluntary community group open to all members of our community. So we're really keen to get absolutely everybody who wants to come along and join in to come along and join in. So we just want to dispel the myth that it is for disabled people only. It's for absolutely everybody. And we have loads of different things going on. But today what we're demonstrating is, or just having a taster session, I should say, because we want people to join in with that, is our Kinball session.
Yeah, you see, tell me the name again.
Kinball.
See, I've never heard of that. Yeah. Tell me more.
Yeah, so it has to be seen to be believed. So we'll be inflating our balls. we're missus. And we describe the biggest ball as being like half the size of a mini. So it's huge and just enormously fun, and it's just one of the most inclusive sports, so it's everybody can play it on some level.
Well, this sounds like right on my street. If no skill is needed, I might be all right.
Come along and join in.
And this is for all ages, all fitness levels?
All ages, all abilities, absolutely everyone welcome to give it a go.
And if people want to find out more about your organisation, how do they get in touch?
You can find us on all social media platforms. We're on Facebook, Instagram, X, formerly known as, you know.
I can't get used to that.
No, we're refusing to go down the X route, yeah. But yeah, please do, just get in touch, you know, ask us anything you want to know. Everybody's welcome to come and join in. You don't have to stay for the whole session. Just come for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, see how you get on. But most people do stay.
But events like this are great for inclusion, for all parts of the community to realise that, you know, there's so much going on around Skipton, isn't there?
I think it's so important. There's so much going on all across Craven, and it's just a great opportunity to come along and find out more, and for the organisations themselves to network with each other, you know, because it's about supporting all of the different organisations that are, you know, putting stuff on and bringing people together. And that's the most important thing, bringing people together.
Well, bring on the Kinball. I'm going to wander in and have a look at that in a bit.
Awesome. See you soon.
I'm Andy Soloway.
You wear several hats, Andy, don't you?
I do. A number of hats. I'm involved with Skipton Step Into Action, and I have been for quite some time. I'm also a local councillor for North Yorkshire Council. I do various other things. I'm also a trustee of this place, Sandyland Sports Centre, which are excellent sports facilities. And continue to support them.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say, we're lucky, aren't we, to have Sandylands, and events like today, really good to show off the range of what they do.
Yeah, very good. I mean, people got to remember that Sandylands is completely independent sports centre.
Yeah, I think people do either forget that or don't realise.
Yeah, it very much so. And it's the hard work of the trustees and the fundraisers and the staff that work here providing what are world-class sports facilities here, really are. I mean, we remember that the tennis centre's got a national accolades. We have all kinds of development here, inclusive sport, so I'm really happy to support this event.
And tell me a bit about Skipton Step Into Action for anyone who doesn't know much about what they do.
Skipton Step Into Action was started very quickly during when the pandemic started, and we provided lots of support to people with their shopping, with their isolation, and we discovered that there was a massive need in Skipton for people to have continuing support. And beyond the pandemic, we carried on. So we've now offered a wheelchair accessible minibus, we offer outreach to people, we offer meals, we have a wellbeing cafe, we offer all kinds of events and activities that people can join into to include people more. We really did feel that the pandemic exposed that there was a great deal of isolation out there, and we've stepped into to fill that gap.
Certainly not a time any of us would like to return to, is it, the pandemic? My goodness.
Not at all. But we did learn a lot from it. Yeah. I think we, as a society, we realised that there was a huge number of people out there prepared to help and support people, but there was also this genuine need, and the pandemic exposed that.
And I've spoken to a lot of organisations here today, you know, everyone really passionate about what they do, and, you know, it kind of, you forget sometimes, don't you, how much we've got on our doorstep.
Yes, and also in terms of volunteers, there are so many people who the volunteers are key to all these organisations. People give up their time very willingly, and the number of skills that those volunteers have.
A lot of unsung heroes here today.
Very much so, very much so, very much so.
Well, thank you for having a word with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, thank you.